Hi, dictation for Mr. Michael Hargrove, Michael Hargrove, date of birth 10/31/1963, date of accident 5/17/2022, date of birth is 10/31/63, and date of visit is 11/7/2022. Mr. Michael Hargrove is a victim of a alleged automobile accident that occurred on 5/17/2022. In a head-on collision, he was involved as a rear passenger on the right, and this accident occurred. There were two other people in the car whose whereabouts are not known. He apparently hit the glass in front, and he started having headaches with dizziness, vertigo, loss of balance, forgetfulness, disorientation, confusion, blurred vision, loss of vision along with pain, mostly right-sided into the right-sided neck, right shoulder, right-sided middle back, upper back, and lower back, with radiation to the right arm all the way involving five fingers, and right lateral part of the leg involving fourth and fifth toe. These pains have continued, and they disallowed him to walk more than a block, with difficulty sitting, standing, and sleeping. Apparently, the patient has continued his physical therapy since the time of accident for the last 3 months, and he reports that he has almost 50% improvement overall in the pain level. He still reports radiation of the pain to the right arm and right leg, and a CT scan that was ordered on his lumbar spine and right SI joint was never done because he did not set up his appointment. He is kind of a little bit learning disability. And he is being brought by a fellow person called Craig Hobson, who is supposed to help him as a care worker. And he has a pacemaker in his front, and that is why no MRI can be done. Currently, his pain level varies from 6 to 9, and ADLs are affected 8 on a scale of 1 to 10, involving all the ADLs, especially general activity, mood, walking ability, work, relationship with other people, sleep, and enjoyment of life. 50% pains are reported relieved. In the neurology and psych system review, patient reports headaches which are 8 to 9, usually 8.5. And dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, double vision are present, loss of balance is present, loss of memory is present, no confusion, disorientation anymore, and no lack of focus, lack of concentration. Patient denies any anxiety, depression, and panic. In the pain and numbness, patient basically has a right-sided pains in the right neck, right upper back, lower back, mid back, along with stiffness of the right lower back, right neck, right shoulder, and he has 50% improvement. He can walk reasonably well. The radiation of the pain to the right arm and right leg is less often, less frequent. In the GI patient, does report some vomiting unrelated to headaches. One vomiting was this morning, but no nausea, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, or blood in the stool is reported. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine. You can see painful urination, blood in the urine. Respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient report there are no changes in the pain level. There is a 50% improvement since the beginning of the time, though. And no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medication is Ortran. And substance abuse, none is reported. Patient is advised to use marijuana for additional pain control. Compliance is the patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. The physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 129/86. Pulse is 78. Pulse ox is 99. And the rest of the exam is from previous visit of 9/6/2022, dictation number 0906-053. The plan is as follows. Diagnosis are the same. Plan is to continue a CT scan request for lumbar spine and right sacroiliac joint. And a TBI diagnostic was ordered that has not been done. Patient was also ordered for neuropsych evaluation that he has not done. He has been advised to do these ASAP so that further treatment can continue. And once the CT scan proves any disc issues, we provide with further injection treatment. He's going to continue all his medications that are as follows. Naproxen 500 twice a day for anti-inflammatory, a level 50 milligram for sleep and GAD disorder, pain relief, Flexeril 10 three times a day for muscle relaxation to remove the spasm, lidocaine gel 5% for topical pain relief, Tylenol with codeine number 4, 30 tablets for pain relief. Physical therapy will continue two times per week with traction massage, aquatherapy, gait training, home exercise, McKenzie program. And the disability continues as work, employment disability, housework replacement, and transportation help. With the end of dictation, thank you. Patient will be seen in 30 days' time, or even before if the CT scan is done sooner.